The movie Ride Along 2 is now available on Blu-ray, DVD, and it's a must-add to your DVD collection. With me now, the lovely co-star, the beautiful, classy, talented Tika Sumpter. Tika!
Hi.
How are you doing? Listen to that voice. Tika, let me settle down and get control of myself.
You're funny. I'm great. I'm really great. Glad to be here with you.
Well, thank you so much. I know in the second installment of Ride Along, your character Angela, Ice Cube's little sister, in comes Kevin Hart trying to get at you. Wifey and I saw it in the theater. It is hilarious, Tika.
Isn't it funny?
Yes, it is.
It's so funny.
Now, while
on the DVD,
say, I'm sorry. What do you say?
No. I said on the DVD, you guys are going to catch a lot of bloopers and things like that. So you got to go get that.
Well, while filming Ride Along 2, did you know it was going to be bigger and better than the first one?
You felt it. You know, the jokes were bigger. Everything was just bigger on set. Even like the whole fan thing where he hit the fan.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that was hilarious. And yeah, everything felt like more.
Yeah, well.
And, you know, we just wanted to deliver it to the fans. You know, we wanted to step it up a notch. And I think we did.
But you did that. And working with Ice Cube and Kevin Hart, how'd you feel? Was the intimidation factor? It was like, what? Did you get your input in, or you had to say, well, I better do what they say?
No, I wasn't intimidated at all. I mean, they're like, you know, two teddy bears and sweet. And, you know, they it's just like, you know, a family reunion. It's like we did this the first time, and then everybody came back with the same great attitude. And, you know, just ready to work and have a good time. We laughed a ton. So there was no intimidation factors happening on this ride at all.
I bet that's just because you're pretty.
No, it was everybody, you know.
Yeah,
everybody, like the whole crew. Everybody was very nice.
I never hear any negative talk, trashy talk concerning you. How do you do it, Tika?
I mean, you know, my mom raised me to be like a nice person, you know. And I think at the end of the day, no matter how much talent you have, if you're not nice to be around, people don't want to work with you.
Yeah.
So, you know. So thank God I have talent and I'm a nice person. So.
Yes, you are. Looking deep inside. I mean, go deep down in there. Is there any Candace in you at all? look hard.
I think there's a piece of Candace in everybody. You know, the person who's just tired of taking people's crap and set up. And you know, I think there's a piece of Candace in us all. You know, she just does things in outrageous ways, but I think there's a little bit of angst and a little bit of wanting to change and don't know really how to do it completely, you know. I think there's a little bit of her in everybody.
Tika Sumpter's joined us on the show. And Tika, I got turned up, you know, waiting for the show, having have-nots to come on.
Uh-huh.
You know, what's the excitement level, the excitement? How do you feel? Like, you know, when you get the script and you already know what's going down and you just can't wait to perform it so the audience can see it. How do you feel? You get real enthused?
Because, you know, the audience is the reason why, you know, we do everything. And you know, we're just grateful that the fans keep coming back. And we're about to start filming again. Actually starting next week. So I'm getting all the scripts. And I'm just excited for everybody to see what's next and how do we elevate it and go forward. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just grateful for all the support we get. I mean, I was in the airport yesterday and, you know, people are just so open, so loving about the show and just so supportive. So I can't wait for them to see what's next.
Well, your character's mesmerizing on Have and Have Nots. And I understand Oprah had to call you and persuade you to take the role in the beginning. Is that right?
I mean, she called me and, you know, I think she doesn't really have to persuade many people to do anything. you know, Tyler and I spoke and, you know, we all figured out, you know, that, you know, I wanted to do it. And yeah, I mean, it's a fun, intriguing, crazy show. So I was happy to be part of it.
But you got to listen to Godmama Oprah. If she calls, you got to go with it, huh? Roll with it. Well, if you can call,
just roll with it.
If you can call Oprah like a second mama, can you call me like daddy? You hesitated too long. Hesitated too long. Take a ride along too on Blu-ray and DVD. It's out, so make sure you check it out. Thank you so much, hon. We appreciate it. Continued success. You're the best, and we thank you for spending time with the TJMS.
Thank you.